Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And we'd like to thank you all for tuning in today, and for those who will be tuning in. And tonight we're going to be talking about love. And the title of the message is Be Not in Debt, But in Love. And we're not to be in debt, we're not to owe any man anything, but we are to love others just as Jesus loves us. Amen. So we're going to be talking about that tonight. And if you have your King James Bibles with you, please turn with me to Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Romans 13, 8. And it says this, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Okay. So, we're not to owe no man anything, but we're to love one another just as Jesus Christ has commanded us. Okay? Now in John chapter 13, verse 34, it says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. In John chapter 15, verse 12, it says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. In John 15, verses 13 through 14, it says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. So as we know that Jesus Christ had died and resurrected on the third day, when Jesus Christ died, he laid his life down so that we can live. Amen? So, however, when Jesus Christ died, he didn't just give us forgiveness and healing and victory. I mean, he gave us those things, but it's so much more than that. And what he did was he paid our sin debt in full. Amen? He paid our sin debt in full. And what does that mean? When Jesus Christ was on the cross, he said, it is finished. When Jesus Christ said, it is finished, that means he paid the price in full. So there's nothing else that you can do to earn your salvation. There's nothing else that you can do on your part. Jesus Christ paid it in full. Amen? So, Jesus Christ died so that ye may be debt free, so ye might be able to freely love and serve him. Amen? Now, you won't, obviously you won't be, when a person is born again, there's going to be times he's going to sin and fall short. Okay? But we're free from the bondage of sin. Amen. So sin does not have bondage. Sin does not have bondage over us anymore, because Jesus Christ paid that price in full. Amen. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. It says, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Now, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. It says, we love him because he first loved us. So if there's anyone who's watching here today who loved God, remember, the reason why that you love God is because he first loved you. And how did he first love you? He loved you first by coming to be on the cross. He first came and he died in your place so that you wouldn't have to die and go to hell. And he rose again on the third day. Amen? So he loved you first. That's why you love him. Amen? So, let's see here. So Jesus Christ loves us so much that he paid our sin debt and full, so we can serve and love Him. Amen? Because I'm going to tell you something. We cannot pay for our sin. Why? Because we're sinners. All our flesh does is write blank checks. Amen? We're poor and wretched because of our sin nature. But Jesus Christ, okay, He paid it in full. Why? So that you no longer have to be in debt. Amen? So, going on. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7, it says this, "And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better." Amen? Okay. Who is the better? That is Jesus Christ. Who is the less? We are. You know why? Because we have a sin nature, and we sin and fall short, and we need to ask the Lord for forgiveness. Okay? The less, being us, is blessed of Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus Christ blesses us because He loves us, not because we deserve it, because we do not. It's all by God's grace. Grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. Think about that. God's riches at Christ's expense. What was the expense? The expense was Jesus Christ paid that full penalty on the cross so that you wouldn't have to. Therefore, He is the better and we are the less. And because Jesus Christ is the better, He blesses the less. Amen? So, Jesus also says this in regards to be forgiving of debt and loving. Okay? Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew 18. And we're going to go down to verse 23. Okay? And we're going to read through verse 35. This is what it says. "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he..." Hang on a second. I skipped a verse. Okay. "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take an account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servants fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I have pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye forgive your hearts if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Amen. So, let's go to Luke chapter, turn with me to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, verses 39 through 43. Okay. It says, now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake it within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to him to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. Okay? In Luke, in verse 47, it says, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Amen? Now, when Jesus Christ died, it was a demonstration of God's love for us. And God loved us so much that Jesus Christ paid our debt in full so that we may serve him and love him knowingly that he loves us. Okay? Romans chapter 5 verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. And Romans chapter 5 verse 8. But God commandeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen? So, as we continue to see that God loves us, that even though we were sinners and ungodly people, Jesus Christ died and paid the price for our sin in full. Not just a little bit, but paid it in full. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? Amen. Now, because Jesus Christ forgave and paid our debt in full, we also need to forgive others for what they've done. Because in Romans 13:8, it says that we're not to owe no man nothing. This doesn't just mean money possessions, but also extending forgiveness towards others. Okay, Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. It says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely have you received, freely give. Amen? Now, Matthew 6, 12. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 15. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive men not their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So as we see that Jesus Christ loves us so much that he died and resurrected to pay our debt in full, so that we may be able to love and serve him freely without any debt on mine. Therefore, we should also forgive our fellow brethren their debts, because if we don't, then our Father will not forgive our debts until we forgive others. Amen? Now, lastly, even though Jesus Christ didn't pay our whole... Even though Jesus Christ did pay our whole debt, it doesn't give us an excuse to not repent. This is because when we become born again, we will fall from time to time. But we do need to turn away from our sins. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us all from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. Write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. And then we'll close. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Because there was no sin debt to Jesus Christ, he took that debt upon himself and paid it in full, so that we may love and serve him all the rest of our lives. Amen. So, believers, I want to challenge you with something. Okay? I want to challenge you to love others as Jesus Christ loves us. Forgive others for what they've done. Love on others as freely as you receive, freely give. Amen. And non-believers, I want to let you know that Jesus Christ loves you. He cares for you. He wants you to have a relationship with him. And how do you do that? You go before the Lord and you confess your sin and you repent of your sin. And you ask the Lord to come into your heart. And you ask the Lord to be the Lord and Savior of your heart and life. And you ask him to fill you with his Spirit. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, you'll be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. So, the Lord loves you. I love you. I love you because I tell you the truth. And I appreciate all those who tuned in. I appreciate all those who will be watching this video. I love you guys. God bless you. This is Pastor Brandon. I'm signing off for tonight. And you guys have a fantastic Monday. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. And remember, think Bible. I love you guys. God bless you. Have a good night. See you. Bye.